Today, the nation's top diplomat spent his first full day on the job. And Secretary of State Tony Blinken also spoke to the press. And our Nick Schifrin was watching. So, hello, Nick. There was a lot of conversation today about the Middle East. Tell us how this administration is changing its approach from the Trump administration.
Yeah, earlier today, the State Department announced a pause on arms sales. That includes the F-35s that the Trump administration negotiated to the United Arab Emirates to facilitate normalization with Israel, and American weapons that Saudi Arabia uses in Yemen to fight the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. Now, Blinken said that that pause was routine, but he also said of all of the late moves by former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he was most concerned about the designation of the Houthis as an international terrorist organization over the objections of humanitarians.
We've seen a campaign led by Saudi Arabia that has also contributed to what is, by many estimates, the worst humanitarian crisis in the world today, and that's saying something. And so it's vitally important, even in the midst of this crisis, that we do everything we can to get humanitarian assistance to the people of Yemen who are in desperate need. And what we want to make sure is that any steps we are taking do not get in the way of providing that that assistance.
That criticism of Saudi Arabia is a break from the Trump administration, especially as the Biden team wants to negotiate with Iran over the objections of Saudi Arabia, Israel, and congressional Republicans. But the Biden team argues the priority must be to extend the time that Iran would need to build a nuclear weapon if it made that decision. That time dropped since the Trump administration left the Iran nuclear deal. And the Biden team argues that after that nuclear deal is reestablished, then the U.S. and Iran can discuss other issues. But, Judy, domestic opposition in both countries is going to make that extremely difficult, as Blinken admitted today.
Iran is out of compliance on a number of fronts, and it would take some time, should it make the decision to do so, for it to come back into compliance, and time for us then to assess whether it was meeting its obligations. So we're not there yet.
Another reason, Judy, why this may take a long time: the Biden administration plans on negotiating with Congress, European allies, and partners in the Middle East before negotiating with Iran.
And then on Afghanistan, Nick, Secretary Blinken announced that the Biden team will keep the Trump administration's envoy on Afghanistan. Tell us the significance of that.
Yeah, that is Almeh Khalilzad, who has been leading the U.S. negotiations with the Taliban. He, of course, made the deal with the Taliban last year that if the Taliban negotiated seriously with the Afghan government and did not attack U.S. troops, then the U.S. would withdraw from Afghanistan completely by March. But the Biden White House has said it is reviewing that agreement. The Pentagon says it's reviewing recent drawdowns from Afghanistan. Judy, both hints that the Biden administration may not follow through with that promise withdrawal.
And Nick, when it comes to China, we know confronting China was one of the most prominent policies to come out of the Trump administration. Tell us what Secretary Blinken had to say about that.
Yeah, today Secretary Blinken said the U.S.-China relationship had, quote, adversarial and competitive aspects, but he also said that the U.S. wanted to work with China, especially on climate change. And that opening for cooperation, that's a little different than what Mike Pompeo used to say. Reporters also asked about another late Trump administration decision, and that is to name the Uyghurs, that is a Muslim minority in Western China who's been systematically and brutally persecuted by the Chinese Communist government as victims of genocide. Today, during questioning by Republican Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, the UN nominee, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, said that that declaration was under review.
What they're doing is horrific, and I look forward to seeing the results of the review that's being done, but certainly it...
Well, the State Department issued a designation, I believe, on the president's last day. So is your understanding that it's now being reviewed by the State Department to see if that's appropriate? Or?
I think the State Department is reviewing that now because all of the procedures were not followed, and I think that they're looking to make sure that they are followed to ensure that that designation is held.
But today, Blinken said he did support the genocide declaration, that he hadn't seen what Thomas Greenfield said, and so he couldn't comment on it.
And Nick, finally, I mean, overall, how would you say the message from the Biden administration is different from that of the Trump administration?
Yeah, for Blinken, it was tone and relationship with the press. America first, replaced with a conversation about how important allies are, and enemies of the people replaced with, well, praise for the media, a promise for Blinken to speak to us often and return to daily briefings. That, Judy, perhaps more than any one policy, is the reason that Blinken appeared at the podium of the State Department on his first full day.
Already a significant change. Nick Schifrin reporting on it all. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.